Welcome, everybody, to another episode. And context, it's Sunday morning and we're recording voiceovers, voice ads for Brothers Conference and Sisters Conference. I'm sitting down beneath a tent made by inverting two beds, forming a triangular tip like a roof. And I'm in the middle of that with my microphone and my interface, headphones, and setup for my tablet. So the reason I wanted to just share this with you is that many times I've had ideas and I never executed in terms of podcasts because I'm like, okay, what more can I say in terms of a podcast? But then I started thinking about ways to like make it more interactive, get some interviews going with different people. And I think what happened was that I actually made an investment in yesterday. So be expecting some new content coming out soon. I'm looking forward to doing some more interviews. I made an investment in a new microphone. Yeah, exciting times. So I hope the microphone comes soon. Once it comes, you guys will see more about it. It's new to me and I know it's going to take the channel up a few notches. Not for channel's number's sake, but for the sake of me being able to create the things I want to create. And that's the block right there. Sometimes I am big about just using what you have to get the best out of almost nothing. But I've also realized the power of investment. David in the Bible said, I will never offer unto the Lord anything that costs me nothing. That was when they tried to give him the field for free, where he was trying to make restitution after he had counted the Israelites and the angel of death was around the Israelites and killing everybody. And David said that I won't offer unto the Lord anything that costs me nothing. That's what he said. And I believe it. There has to be a cost. There has to be a reason to pay the price. And right now, the price was a new microphone. And I know and I pray that once it comes, it's going to spur some level of creativity and ideas that I have had in my mind that I could not execute just because it would have been too clumsy to do it with the tools I had on ground. Now, I have some really great tools and thank God for the opportunities to have them. But I realized the power of investing in myself and in my future. And I've looked back into my life. Although I have taught people to do the best with little, I realized that little is much when God is inside. And when you have little and you do well with little, God will give you much. So when you have little and God gives you much, and then you refuse to reinvest that much so that you can get better and do the best with that, then that's a problem right there. So I am going to tell you today, invest in your crafts. Hopefully when the microphone comes, you see the spur of videos and ideas coming out. Sometimes, honestly, it just has to do with the fact that you just spent a ton of money and you're like, I need to make this money count. Let's say you spend 60,000 naira on a mic set or you spend like $300 on new studio equipment. You definitely want to create something with that. So what I'm saying here is that make it count. Take the step to do something with what you have. Don't try and say, oh, I don't have enough. Oh, it's not enough. It's not good enough. What I have done is not going to help me. This, that. Take a step. Take a bold leap of faith. Trust the Lord. He will lead you and make a move. Yeah, and something of the Nigerian economy. You see, the thing is that the dollar has gone up and it's now about 1,500 naira per dollar. And it bothers many people. And it bothered me at the point. At a point, all I wanted to do was just take all my money and invest it into the dollar and let it rise. If I had done that, probably my account would have grown a bit more. I did a bit. I didn't do it a lot. And the reason there is a balance here is that when we need things, God provides them. So I have decided that although I invest, I will live my life where I am. I will not wait to get paid in dollars. I will not wait to make my living and my side hustles in dollars. I will use the naira I have and I will multiply that naira and it will be enough to buy dollars if I need them or to keep it in naira if I still need to do more business in naira. So my mindset has shifted from just doing things because everybody else is doing them and because I know that if I invest how much is that? Like 300,000 naira. That would probably be like, how many dollars? $300. But now it would have grown to like 350, 400 or something. Or even 450 at that point, honestly. But again, it's about priorities. My priority is to do the best of what I have on ground. And that's why this episode is actually coming out. I'm actually going to make sure it comes out today. Okay, have a blessed and wonderful day. Stay blessed, stay safe, stay amazing. Let me know what you think about this one and talk to you later. Okay, bye-bye.